You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Holy Mountains of the World! It's a 95BFM special announcement.
Tess, would you like to run and try and find me some new trousers, please? Because I have busted out with excitement after these ones. What's that there? That sounds awful, doesn't it? What's that all about? That sounds a bit... How bizarre. Oh, well, still, that was my trousers busting open, I think, because I was so excited, and it was with much pride and delight and enthusiasm that I can say that this radio station, 95BFM, the radio station that you have donated so much of your time and love towards, and has donated so much time and love back straight back at you, announces to celebrate its 50th year. Woo! 50 years! Woo! Years! Woo! Times 50 of 95BFM, our anniversary, our 50th anniversary of this radio station. It's been going for 50 years, this little stupid little university radio station. Woohoo! To announce that that at the power station on February the 15th, we will be having a little bit of a gig to celebrate our 50th anniversary on we turn 50, and then so the power station show on the February the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. Woo. Blow out Valentine's Day. Come to this instead. Beast Wars, Miss June, and the original world famous True School Hip Hop Show. With founding hosts and guest MCs, will be joining us to celebrate at the Power Station, and we'd love you to come along as well. It's a memorable night out, we guarantee it, because it's the BFM 50th anniversary show. It's a good reminder that other radio stations are still shit, and that we still have the very best musicians on our roster, and we'd love you to come and see them, wouldn't we, on the 15th of February, including the original True School hip-hop show. 26 years the True School hip-hop show has been going, and joining me in the studio is my good friend and True School aficionado and former host and host of the Log Cabin now, and true, the MC for Fat Freddy's, true, and what other cool things you're doing, Mark the Rhythm Slave.
Kia ora and good morning, Mikey.
Good morning to you. What a pleasure it is. I mean, I'm just trying to think about what other amazing things to say about this upcoming show. I can see already the glimmer in your eye as you are starting to formulate the rev up that I'm sure that we're going to get from you. Look, you'd see you've stood up.
Stand up. You know, yeah. After an introduction like that, I got to stand up now.
Hi, Mark. What's up, slave? What's up, man?
Dude, it's a pleasure to come here on a Monday morning and wake up. I'm sort of wiping the dust from my eyes. But I'm excited about this show. We're excited about this show.
It's there's been specifically mentioned that don't expect just old school stuff.
This ain't just some retro shit.
That's what it says. The more polite way. Okay, yep, sure.
I guess the thing, we're just super excited. I sort of caught up with Get Band the other day, and we sort of had a little discussion about what we're going to do, and we both decided that was probably a good thing. You know, that we're keeping it fresh. I don't want to give too much of the game away, but there's going to be a bit of old and a bit of new, I guess.
You've asked us to play a track. It's an oldie but a goodie. Should we play that and then come back and talk a bit more?
Sure, absolutely. R.P.
R.P.
B.E. Over and over and again and again to me.
They claim we're products from the bottom of hell. 'Cause the black is back and it's bound to sell. Picture us cooling out on the 4th of July. And if you heard we were celebrating, that's a worldwide lie. Yo, Chuck, the Fat Generals, man, trying to pull a 226 on you, G. Yo, man, show 'em what you got. Show 'em what you got.
This style seems wild. Wait before you treat me like a stepchild. Let me tell you why they got me on file. 'Cause I give you what you lack. Come right in next sack. Our status is the standard, so I care where you at. Black. And at home, I got a call from Tony Rome. The FBI was tapping my telephone. I never live alone. I never walk alone. My posse's
is always ready and it waiting in my zone. Although I live the life that of a resident, but I've been knowing the scheme that of the president. Tapping my phone, who screws abuse? I stand accused of doing harm. A rock hard chewer to the bone, a bone, a bone. Full grown, consider me stone. Once again, and I say it for you to know, the troop is always ready. I yell Geronimo, your CIA, you see I ain't kidding. Both K and X, they got rid of both. A story untold, true but unknown. Professor Griff knows.
Yo, I ain't no toast.
And not the bragging, I'm boasting, and plus it ain't no secret while the tap on my phone. And though I can't keep it a secret, so I decided to kick it, yo. And yes, it weighs a ton, I say it once again. I'm called an enemy, I'll never be a friend of those with closed minds and know that I'm rapid. The way that I rap it is making them tap it, yeah. Never serving a well, cause I'm an uncom. It's no secret at all,
cause I'm rapping in a bomb. Come on down and be a friend of me. Over and over again and again and again of me. And you are checking out the flyest show ever right here in New Zealand on 95 BFM. So listen to us and not them.
Our power building the nation. So joining the set, the point blank target. Every brother's inside, so least not you forget, no. Taking a blame is not a waste. Here takes a bit of a soul, so you can never be wrong. Just a bit of advice, cause we be paying a price. Cause every brother man's life is like swinging a dice, right? Here it is once again. This is the brother, the Terminator, the cutter. Going on and on, leave alone the throne. Get it straight in 88 and I troop it to demonstrate. The posse always ready, 98 and 98. My posse comes quick because my posse got velocity. Tapping my phone, never leave me alone. I'm even lethal when I'm unarmed. You could come and get some of this. I teach and speak, so when it's spoke, it's no joke. The voice of choice to play shakes with bass called
War for the Treble.
The rhythm is the rebel. Here's a funky rhyme that they're tapping on. Just thinking I'm breaking the beats I'm rapping on. CIA, FBI, all they tell us is lies. When I say it, they get alarmed, cause I'm louder than a bomb.
Hey, so talk about, tell me, Mark, tell me about the True School Hip Hop Show. Tell me about the history of the True School Hip Hop Show. Tell me about the way hip hop's changed and what's happened in the world of hip hop.
Oh my God.
Since you guys started that show. And
it's very loaded. There's quite a group of very loaded questions.
Well,
there
wouldn't be too long after I met you. Would it? Really?
No.
Not too much longer. Right. Yeah, like, and so...
No, I mean, I guess... Ago? Far out. So what is it? 26 years ago was the show was founded. I think at the time here at BFM, Graham Hill was actually the program director, maybe, back then. And he said... It was about, I mean, by that time, you know, Beats Per Minute had been going, and there was a few other shows that were sort of catering to playing hip-hop, but it didn't have its own home, and he sort of decided that it needed its own little space. It was like, oh, my God, this hip-hop stuff's going to really catch on. It might be something.
You know, the world might take it on.
It might be really big. It's like the internet. And, and that was how it was born, yeah.
It's amazing, though, isn't it, when you think, like, I guess it's just all trucked along the way it has, but having a, I think it's been really important for the genre, for want of a better word, to have the freedom and space that BFM was able to give you guys at the start.
So
you could... express yourselves that way you wanted to.
Well, you know, even before the True School, you know, like BFM famous, there was a famous the BFM rap competition, which was like circa 1989 or something.
Wow.
And that was in South Auckland at Manukau City. And it was hosted by BFM in the courtyard at Manukau City. And a lot of
the battle.
It was a battle.
Stop.
It was a battle. And there was actually a lot of old heads that people would know were all at this competition. And yeah, it was a BFM thing. And so BFM's always been a mad hip hop supporter, you know what I mean? It's quite Yeah, it's quite historical.
And
you know, hip hop was alternative music at one point. Mike.
Yeah. Well, I still feel like a lot of it is. Yeah.
Well, that's right. It is. It is.
I yearn for the political Public Enemy style days, but that's my fave. But
Me too. I mean, I am a bit partial to that, but I think actually as I've gotten older, funnily enough, I like my gangster stuff better now than I did back in the old days. It's sort of, you know, something about, I used to be a little bit judgy about Snoop Dogg. Now I just love him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's, you know what I mean?
So, I'm the odd one out that doesn't know all the Snoop words at home, you know what I mean?
Because it ain't no fun.
Rub it in. You know, all I know is that I'm rolling down the street, money in my mind.
speaking of lyrics, can you sing me a lyric from that Jazz Busters, that Colin Moccasin song?
No, I don't know.
Me neither. But on the car driving to the station, where me and Steve were in the car, I was like,
I've said this to Steve before, actually, in the past. Colin Moccasin's not someone who I interviewed him once, and I went, okay, you're a lovely guy. You play, write great music, but I am not anywhere close to understanding you at all. I do not understand you. I do not relate or understand to you. But congratulations on everything, and I hope it goes well.
You had an understanding.
When he told me that little song about There Goes Tane.
Oh, right.
And I really was interested in talking to him. And I was like, you know, come on, I have to ask him some questions. Now, that song, that's my favorite one. What's that about, There Goes Tane? Because it sounds like someone ripping off the band or something. And he goes, it's about a cheeky seal. And I said, okay, Alan. I'm out.
I'm tapping out.
I've only even done that in about two interviews. I think we're going. Okay, just lost me. But yeah, I appreciate the fact that you just lost me on that one.
Sorry.
So for this gig, Mark, you get to play with some of your old chums.
Yes.
That were there for the True School Hip Hop Show.
Yes.
You get to revel in the glory that is Beast Wars and the flash and panache that is Miss June.
I'm always up to see Beast Wars. That's cool. Super cool.
It is going to be on the 15th of February. It's going to be a great night. We urge all BFM aficionados to come along and celebrate this massive milestone of this radio station, along with Beast Wars, the original True School Hip Hop Show, and Miss June and ourselves. It's going to cost you $45 a ticket, or $35 if you've got a Simplicity B card. There you go, boom. And we'd love you to be there. It'll be a great night. What a great combo of a great collection of artists there. We get on the mic.
Yeah, I'm getting on
get
the mic.
Get a check if you want.
Yeah, no. That was sort of a condition. That was actually one of the conditions. Yeah. I had to be able to at least just do one song, at least one song.
Just do some riddling.
Yeah, do some rhyming. Yeah, do at least one song. That was part of the deal. Yeah, they put it in my contract.
When you think of BFM, what do you think of, Mark?
What?
When you think BFM nowadays, and you're out in Amsterdam, a Fat Freddy's drop, and someone mentions BFM, what do you think of?
Oh, mate, what do you mean? It's home, dude. It's home. It's home base. I will always be a part of this radio station. You can't take it away from me, you bastards. It's ingrained in my DNA. It's an essential part of my DNA. There's no escaping it. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
I'm starting to warm to it myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you understand. I know you understand this. It's like it's part of your DNA. There's no escaping it. There you go.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, thank you for coming in. Lovely to see you, and we look forward to seeing you on the 15th.
Cheers, mate.
Chuck a bit of local hip-hop in, shall we? Some Mellow Downs? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's hip-hop ass all of a sudden.
Go
Jesus.
On. Go on.
There's a metal. Whoa, that thing's broken again, isn't it?
Listen to that little underwater sound, eh?
Tell you what, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like a broken cart machine. And one thing I forgot to do is actually show you these, Mark, before you leave.
Go on. Let me see.
For people who don't know, back in the days when Mark and I started here at BFM, there was a thing called a cart machine, and you threw it into the machine, and then the machine played it, and then you basically, I used to love these because you used to throw them in. They're a bit like big sort of like cassettes, sort of cartridges.
And here's eight four. Track tape. It's like an 8-track tape.
And there's four there that you might tell me what you see there.
Dude, what I've got here, I've got this one. This is Be Real from when he came up to Be Real doing it.
Of some Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill. Yeah. Then this one is DJ Hurricane. He was infamously one of the, he was the Beastie Boys DJ, Hurricane.
Yeah.
It's Hurricane. The Hurricane. And what's this, DJ Severe times two? What the hell is this on this one? And then the True School Hip Hop Show intro. These are, these are eight
Do you know
track
what's really out of it? Do you know what's really out of it?
What?
DJ Severe is like almost a sir.
So,
he got, what did he get now? He got so. What is it, sir? Or is
it ONZMOPB
Services to Music
CIA KGB. Yeah, he is so severe. Isn't that funny?
It's so weird, eh?
Well, that's sort of like, is that what do you call that? That's sort of projecting your, you know,
destiny.
Manifesting your destiny. Thank you. That's what's happening there. You read the secret. Yes. Well, obviously Severe did too, and he's so severe. That's right.
Here's Mellow Downs. Thank you, Sarah. Whatever that was that you fixed. So once again, everyone, the gig's on February the 15th. We'd love you to come along. It's the 95 BFM Gold 50th anniversary with Beast Wars, Miss June, and the original True School Hip Hop Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you,
Mark. Rhythm Slave.
My mind is too busy to sit alone on my own. I try to sit down and meditate like a monk. My foot then starts tapping onto a did it a funk. To a did it a rhythm, I cannot keep still. I hit a blunt with the Philly. No, meet me, my feelings are real, so emotional. Never back in the captain who trying to roll my boat. I sold the dope, I dropped the bag, you dropped the soap. I got the sauce, they got the soap. Trying to get the money, then I put it in a vault. Roll with a gang, they mistake it's for a coat. They just put it on the front while I'm putting on my coat. Represent a light side like a lightning bolt. Don't fuck with the fake ass friends. You're popping all around me, they just wanna be in. Talking all the shit, I do not pay attention. Got girls on the ground trying to show me their skin. Saying they woke, trying to quote some buzzy shit that I wrote. Looking for hope, they may look bad online, but they are broken to the rappers trying to fake the funk. Smoke weed and watch a whole career turn a custard. From the west side, like this, here I am. Rock up to the spot, like here I am. Fuck a colonizer trying to steal my land. I flick a middle finger till she heal my hand. You wanna burn a blunt, I wanna burn the flag. I'm swerving, a Z-dreadlock in a turban. I'm lurking, I'm plumbing under the sun. Going 100, I wanna wave, but I'm not surfing.
Son of a queen, I got the flow. Fuck up, I show dress that kill as I heal all these hoes. Me Nazi dress me like a vine when I rhyme in the comma, my shell, and you already know. Fuck up the game, fuck up your crew. Tell a mellow down from the underground, rap these who roll. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow, it's infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow, it's infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow, it's infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow, it's infinite.
Killing it. It's infinite. Yeah.
Yeah. With that raw vibe, hit him like a 4-5. Risen from the north side, dripping in the source side. Vision in the force, till I'm ripping in the Porsche. Got the powers like the horse, you're the sour cause you lost. Pay the cost, take it out like a boss. Bounce back till I'm winning, driven and I'm willing. Only distracted by pretty women, got me chilling. Otherwise I'm catching rap bodies, trying to make a killing. Got the system trying to pick me as a villain. Cause the kids are feeling everything I'm spilling. With these words I'm drug dealing. Filling up the weed, that's a nigga's penicillin. I ain't numb to it, look at the world like what it done to it. If life's a bitch, I wanna run through it. Till she comes through it, not the type to put my tongue to it. You can to it. Like Neo, I'm the one, do this shit for fun. Wanna kill me, bring a bigger gun. Coming from the slum with the training up, the hitters young. Niggas done wild and reckless, run with your mom's necklace. Sectors are swarming with feds and inspectors. Detectives, so rich people feel more protected. Minds are infected, our shine is neglected. Time we correct it, I feel disrespected. Should've known that I was gonna come up here and wreck shit. Should've known that I was gonna come up with some next shit. Mellow and Coop on one hell of a loop. Two relevant use, medicine and juice just to set us loose. Clinical recluse, spiritual masseuse, lyrical Zeus. I ain't even reached my pinnacle proof. Is in the pool like a tiramisu. Couldn't spend a day, let alone a year in my shoe. If the only rapper I was ever hearing was you, I would have to hold my breath till I start turning blue. Hell full of shit, ain't got a clue. Feel like flashing niggas down the loop.
I do.
Kick it back, running on my suit. Ain't nobody running it like you.
Nah.
Picking up my weapon, then I shoot. Never chatting nothing but the truth. Never chatting nothing but the truth. Said I'm never chatting nothing but the truth.
This is
the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute. I'm killing this flow is infinite.
Was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.